So you've got a big grand opening here today. You've got hundreds, if not a thousand, people outside. Your impression of what you've seen?
It's been great. You know, we knew this was a great area for the outdoors, and we had a good idea that it was going to be a great area for Cabela's. But the turnout today was phenomenal. Thousands of people lined up waiting to get in these doors, so it's very exciting.
For people who have never been to one of your stores, how would you describe it?
An outdoor experience. It's very a unique experience. When you come to a Cabela's store, it's not just a store where you shop, you get what you need, and you get out. You get to experience the outdoors here. You get to talk to our employees, our outfitters that know the outdoors, that know the products, and are able to share their experiences with you.
How long did it take to get everything to where it is today here?
It's been a long process. We look at our online and our catalog sales to see where there's areas where we have a high volume of customers, and then we look to see if outdoor recreation is popular, and Avon and really the greater Cleveland area definitely fit that criteria. So then we started looking for a physical location, and you know, right off of I-90, right here in an up-and-coming shopping development, we couldn't be more happy with this location.
All right, Mayor. When was the last time you've seen anything like this?
I don't think I ever have. You know, I mean, Luke Bryan stopped over to pass out some of the winning tickets and took a picture with our guys in blue, and I think everybody knows that some of our guys in blue have taken a little bit of hit lately, and not anything that they did on their own, but some things out in the press that were not so great. He came in the middle of all those guys, took a picture with them, made their day, and I think made the city's day. So, we haven't seen anything the likes of this. So, and it's a family business. I mean, it's publicly traded, but Mrs. Cabela's was here, and so, she was all smiles, and I think you see everybody walking through have been all smiles.
What's it take from a city standpoint to bring a business like this to your community?
It's what we do is we take it from the conception of, hey, we've done all our homework, Avon is the place we want to be, and then we try to make it as smooth and easy for them as we can. And I think the word gets out that, you know, once you make the decision, we're going to help you through the process and we'll get the doors open as fast as we can, whether you're a manufacturer or a retail. And I talked to one of the guys that helped put all this together, and he says, Avon's the easiest community he's ever worked with. And he says they opened 84 of them. So I think that's saying something for our staff and what we do, and also that we understand. And that makes me feel good as a mayor and even a resident of Avon.
And one update for everyone who comes through this area. What's the status of Chester Road?
Chester Road is open, going one way each direction. The rest of it should be open, I think, sometime next week. So it'll be five lanes from Cabela's going east. But right now, it's from going west, it's all the way open. But still, it's open the other way. So we made a commitment to Cabela's when they first said they were coming to make sure it was open. We lived up to that, and I don't think we could be happier.